Angry MGTOW here. Today we're talking about Milo Stewart. This is a video response to Milo Stewart, and there are only two genders, Milo. There are only two genders. It's something that Milo Stewart doesn't seem to understand. For those of you that don't know who Milo Stewart is, Milo Stewart is this individual right here, and that's a girl. Now, it's really difficult to define who Milo is because Milo identifies as non-binary. What the hell is non-binary? It means that they don't actually have a specific gender. And or they can also change their gender around to whatever the hell they want it to be. So if today they feel like a boy, then they're a boy. If tomorrow they feel like a girl, they're a girl. They're essentially whatever gender they want to be any day of the week. This is the most insane thing in the entire world. And, you know, Milo has actually done a video with Roaming Millennial, ironically, talking about how to disagree with someone. And it was an interesting video because for a group of people that are trying to say, well, you know, feminists shut us down and blah, 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 here you have someone like Roaming Millennial telling people how to disagree. Tips on how to disagree properly. I disagree however the hell I want to disagree. If I don't agree with you, fuck you. That's how I disagree with you. I don't have to be nice to you. I don't have to be rational. I don't have to do anything. As long as I'm not threatening someone, I can tell someone to fuck off. That's how you disagree with someone. But let's go ahead and watch Milo's video on genders. And keep in mind on there being more than two genders. And I want you to watch Milo's behavior. Is Milo a boy? Is Milo a girl? How do you think Milo behaves? Do you think he or she behaves like a girl? Let's find out.
Hi all, I am feeling some feels and I want to talk to a camera about them. But because I have shit to do tonight, I'm just gonna get this out of my system right now and then hopefully be okay and move on. With all the stuff that I have to do. But for a moment, can we appreciate, like, how cute I look in the sweater, though? Because I got this sweater for, like, $6 at Plato's Closet, and it's, like, from the guy section, and I love it. I really love it.
Okay, so she got a sweater from the guy section at a store for like $6, and she loves it. It's so cute, right? Her sweater from the guys section is so cute. That's something a girl would say. How many guys do you know say things like that? Like how many guys do you know talk like that? And that's perfectly fine to talk like that if you're a girl or if you're a gay guy. But if you're a person who's saying that you're not a girl, but you act like a girl, you look like a girl, you have the biology of a girl, you were born a female, but you're telling me you are not a girl because gender is not in your genitals, it's in your brain, but you still behave just like a girl, but you're not a girl? You've got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Honestly, what this really looks like to me is she just wants to feel special by being different. That's all it is.
That was the L going by. I doubt you can hear it, but like it interrupts me. I'm so used to vlogging and then pausing when the L goes by because of my DSLR, you can hear the L. It's irritating. So I anymore, I really don't get upset at the hate comments that I get. I more so get upset at transphobic people, specifically people who are against non-binary people or who don't think that we exist. And most of the time I can brush this off. I think it might be playing more on my mind right now because I am considering, like, I'm starting to do more research into the options to, like, legally change my name and look into HRT and things like that because I'm now a legal adult and I can actually, like, do that stuff without having to get my parents' consent for it. So it's like I'm thinking more about how I feel about my gender, what I want, how I want to transition, if I'm happy with my name Milo, if I want it to be my legal name or not, things like that. I'm just thinking about gender more, and so I guess maybe it's just maybe I'm more sensitive to transphobia because it's maybe something I'm becoming more insecure about more recently as I am forcing myself to reevaluate my dysphoria and stuff like that since I really haven't done research into transition and stuff like that since I was like a freshman in high school, so like 4 years ago, because like when I first came out to myself, I did a shit ton of research, and then I realized that coming out to my parents and getting them to be accepting would be really hard, and it was a long process. So, like there was nothing I could have done. The research was just it wasn't amounting to anything. So I just stopped thinking about transition, I guess. So maybe I'm upset because I'm more sensitive as I am worried about how I come across to people gender-wise, how people react to my gender, stuff like that.
Okay, so she's worried about how people react to her gender-wise. I find that pretty hilarious, and I don't mean to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean. I am, I'm trying to be rational about Milo's circumstance, but honestly, this doesn't rub me well. I mean, if we'd look up what it actually means, what non-binary actually means, it means something completely different. I was trying to pull up the definition for you guys, but unfortunately, it's not letting me do that. But I'll read it to you. So the definition of non-binary, what is non-binary gender? What we have is, it's actually pretty broad. Let me see if I can, I'm gonna try to do it one more time. Let's see if I can try one more time to pull it up and see if I can get it up for you guys on the screen. If I cannot, then I'll just have to read it to you. But we'll just give it one more try. Come on, screen. You know what? My Mac is being shitty right now to me. It's being really shitty to me because I'm saying please and it's not listening. Okay. Well, I think you guys can actually see it. So I think I have it up on the screen for you. And basically, this is what non-binary is. Those with non-binary genders can feel that they have an androgynous, both masculine and feminine gender identity, such as androgyn. I have a hard time pronouncing that word. Have an identity between male and female, such as intergender. Have a neutral or unrecognized gender identity, such as agender, neutrois, or most xenogenders. So I'm just gonna go ahead and banish that. I don't think we need that anymore. So that's gone. So Milo represents as this. Honestly, that sounds more like a mental illness than another gender. Keep in mind that there in New York, they have a list of protected genders, and there's something like 73 of them. But transgendered and non-binary people claim that there are over 3,000 genders actually. 3,000 genders. 3,000 genders. Okay. Do you realize who caused this problem in society, who led to this nonsense? It was our parents. Do you think it was our baby boomer parents? Who caused this shit? Who set the millennials on this path of nonsense where they can't even make up their minds on who or what they are? I mean, non-binary, in other words, you're saying that you don't necessarily have a gender, but you identify somewhere between genders. And you can basically say, today I feel like a man, tomorrow I feel like a woman. So today I can use the ladies' room, tomorrow I'll use the men's room. What we really need is a bathroom that doesn't discriminate against anyone at all. I remember reading, guys, an argument by a man in China that was basically explaining the need for bathrooms to evolve. And I saw a video by a woman who was talking about the need for bathrooms to evolve and basically the reasons why men and women need to learn how to pee and poop in the same bathroom. Their goal is to essentially destroy the genders. But the funny thing is that they can't. Because they want to destroy genders, they want to remove gender, but only up to the point where men don't have the ability to say I'm a man anymore, but they'll still have the responsibilities of being a man. They'll still be persecuted under the law as a man. They'll still be set off to fight in wars because they're men. The funny thing is that people. The weak, degenerate people who identify as these different genders. For example, a man decides to identify as a woman, like someone like Chelsea Manning, which was originally Bradley Manning, and that was the guy who basically was a whistleblower and he ended up going to jail. Someone like him, who's now transitioning to a woman. It's pretty crazy because he's transitioning to a woman, guys. He's transitioning to a woman. And the crazy thing about Bradley Manning, Chelsea Manning, is that technically Chelsea Manning now identifies as a woman. So if Chelsea Manning identifies as a woman, as the government recognizes Chelsea Manning as a woman, which it evidently is beginning to, and is going to pay for her or his gender reassignment surgery, prospectively, then ultimately, when you think about that, anybody could say they're a woman and avoid having to sign up for the draft. For example, if a man turns around and says, you know, I'm a woman, then I don't have to sign up for the draft. There you go. This is absolutely nonsense. When you say there are 3,000 genders, when you say you are non-binary, that's a mental illness. Okay, that's not a gender. That non-binary is not a gender. It's a mental illness. It's a mental illness. And I'm not bashing Milo Stewart. I'm not attacking Milo Stewart's decision to live as a non-binary person. But what I'm arguing is that non-binary is not real. There's no true scientific research backing up the existence of non-binary or these 3,000 genders that they speak of. Even the 73 so-called protected genders that they have in New York now, the list, these were created by social justice warriors. There is no research on these 70-something genders. They were created by social justice warriors, feminists, and pushed down our throats and said, these things now exist. These are now the new genders. Do you see how psychotic the times that we live in are? No wonder Donald Trump won the election. People are sick and tired of feminism. People are sick and tired of the nonsense that's going on in society. And I don't expect these people to come around. People like Milo are going to continue to put this type of stuff out there. I mean, seriously, you have to choose something in life. Choose a side. You don't want to be a boy. You don't want to be a girl. So what are you? I am in between. I don't have to define myself. Guess what? The law defines you. So in a case where you are headed to jail, how do you want to be defined? As a man or a woman? Because the government is going to treat you like a woman. And let me tell you something about Milo Stewart. When shit hits the fan and something goes wrong, that's when Milo Stewart is going to become a girl with pigtails. Pigtail little girl that wants to be treated like a little girl and taken care of like a little girl. That's the truth. That's the truth of the matter. Reverend Islam says in the chat, an ugly woman is still a woman. Bird in the chat says, if there are 3,000 genders, then it seems unlikely that there would be any animal life in Earth on Earth. Sofon Bun points out, "I'm sick and tired of women's bullshit." Guys, this is the reason why so many men are just fed up and saying, "You know what? We're done. We're done. We're done with this crap." I mean, I'll probably make another video about this guy who's trans, and he's taught. He basically says that if you don't want to date a trans woman, then you're a sexist, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a transphobe if you refuse to date a trans woman. If you're a heterosexual man who doesn't want to date a trans woman, then you're transphobic. And that is just like the most ridiculous argument I've ever heard of. The most psychotic thing about it, though, is that eventually they're probably now they're going to start literally saying, telling, teaching boys that you should have relationships with men who identify as women because they are still women. They're going to start teaching, they're going to start pushing this in schools. They're already pushing it, I'm sure, teaching boys that you should have relationships with men who identify as women, and women and girls, you should have relationships with women who identify as men, because gender does not exist in our genitals, it exists in our heads. I remember I was on Facebook, maybe a year and a half ago, maybe a year ago, or over a year ago. And there was this girl who posted this thing that she was now identifying as queer. And she was being praised by her family and getting all these likes. And she was only a teenager. She was like 16, 17 years old. And you had this grown man, like 40, 45, 50-year-old man praising her, saying that they're so proud of her. And there were all these comments supporting her for making this choice from baby boomers. Baby boomers. And I jumped on there and I said, "This is a fucking disgrace that you guys are on here telling her that this is acceptable." And this guy attacked me. "How dare you attack a child for just simply expressing herself? You should be ashamed of yourself." And I'm thinking to myself, you're like, what, 50 years old? And here you are promoting this kind of crap? Oh my gosh. And she's identifying as queer, but she's not actually identifying as gay. I want you guys to understand that. If someone identifies as queer, it doesn't mean they identify as gay. It's downright insane what's happening in our society. And it's funny because we can easily be censored for the things that we say. We can easily be censored for simply criticizing or questioning these types of things. Me questioning Milo Stewart's gender and the fact that I don't believe that non-binary exist. We could be censored for simply questioning this type of madness. Think about that society we live in. And this is the reason why we have to continually stand up to this psychotic, to this madness, to this nonsense that they're tossing out there and trying to stuff down our throats. I tell you guys, Bible controversy says sexual perversion has become virtue. I look at Thailand, and in Thailand you have lady boys, and I don't like it, but at least these are men who are choosing to identify as women. They are men who are choosing to identify as women, okay? And at the end of the day, I still see them as men. I still see them as men. However, it is just downright ridiculous when you run into someone like Milo Stewart who says, "Well, I'm neither, and you have to understand who I am, and you need to respect who I am and what I am." It's absolutely insane. I mean, does she even under? I don't think she cares, to be honest. I don't think she can rationalize just how insane the prospect of 3,000 genders sounds. Imagine in the future we'll have to walk around with a handbook and learn about all the different genders. Can you imagine scientists? This is where things are headed in college, where you get a degree in gender studies and a master's in gender studies is literally learning about all the different genders that have been discovered so far. All the different genders that have been discovered so far, and the differences, and the new science behind these genders that are really based around pseudoscience. Let's watch some more of this shit video. I'm not gonna watch all of it, but let's watch a bit more.
But I am so frustrated right now with I guess mostly with different like public figures. Mostly YouTubers or people on Twitter. Just all these people who mostly cis, oftentimes inside of the LGBT community, these transphobic people, or specifically like non-binary phobic people who are cis or possibly even trans themselves inside of the LGBT community, and they're held up on these perfect pedestals, and like a lot of them have a lot of people who criticize them, as I have done. But oh, it's irritating to see over and over again how many transphobic cis people can become uber famous when, you know, the only trans people who are reaching that kind of popularity are people who don't talk about politics, who don't talk about queer theory, who don't, like, they either just talk about their transition or they talk about completely unrelated topics. Like, trans people who talk about those type of things, who believe that there are more than two genders, who.
So you know what this really feels like? It feels like a young woman who, she started off feeling insecure about herself when she was growing up, and instead of her parents trying to make her feel secure about who she was as a woman, as who she was as a girl, as a little girl, they basically told her she could do whatever the hell she wanted to do. And they never helped give her direction. They basically said, "Oh, just do what you want to do. Do what feels right." And this is what you ended up with. This is what you end up with. Do you realize if you go back 30, 40 years ago, this would have been treated as a mental illness? You can't go through society like this. You cannot live in society like this. I remember they said that she had a mental breakdown recently because she just recently turned 18 and now she's an adult. But you can't live, you can't go through society basically saying that you have no identity. She's saying that her identity is whatever she chooses it to be on a daily basis. That's not an identity, that's a mental illness. You're constantly cycling through things, but you're never choosing one. And the thing is, you can't choose your gender. You are who you are. You can be a gay man who is attracted to women, and you may feel more comfortable transitioning to a body that looks like a woman's body, but you're still biologically a man no matter what you do. You cannot change your biology. You can change the look, you can change the feel, but you can never change what you were born. You can never change what you were born. And the same applies in this situation. She's not even confident on what she wants to do. Does she want to change? Does she want to transition? Does she want to change her name? Who does she want to be? What does she want to be? Is it okay to even call her a she? Because she's non-binary? So you have to use specific words to describe her? Come on, guys. This is ridiculous. This is the reason why they hate Jordan Peterson. Jordan Peterson, Dr. Peterson, is a psychologist at the University of, I think it was Toronto. I might be wrong, but he's a Canadian professor. And Lauren Sleth Southern actually went to one of the protests on campus that people were protesting against him. And he refuses to use the words that they are forcing down our throat. People want to be referred to as in their pronouns. He's refusing to use them, and they're basically saying that he's transphobic. He's saying that he's not transphobic. They're free to do whatever they want to do, but he's not going to, feed into their agenda, because by doing so, you're giving power to a group of people who can change a narrative and essentially control what you can say, what you can do, and a bunch of other things. I mean, this is just literally the start of losing our freedom. And it's downright psychotic and ridiculous. I'm just so grateful that in my mid-30s I already have my degrees, have a couple of degrees under my belt. I find college, universities completely toxic. I feel horrible for any young person who has to go into one of those cesspools these days, because that's what they are. They are a cesspool. Universities, college campuses, they are the ultimate cesspools, and no one should have to go there. Because young men are being indoctrinated and having their lives destroyed in these horrible institutions.
Like, don't think you have to have dysphoria to be trans, who don't believe in this born in the wrong body thing. Like, those people don't, and as I see, don't ever get as much popularity. And it's so frustrating to see videos of like two popular queer YouTubers, or I'll just say LGBT because I don't know if they prefer the word queer. It's so frustrating to see two cis LGBT people make a video talking about how non-binary genders don't exist, how that's only like expression, how scientifically there's only two genders.
Scientifically, there's only two genders. Did I not say that their basis of determining that there are more than two genders would be based around some form of pseudoscience? In New York, they now have a list of protected genders, and there's no doubt that the list is going to grow significantly. And if you discriminate against any of these so-called protected genders, any business discriminates, they can be fined heavily. But these protected genders are not based on any type of scientific research. They are simply based on findings by social justice warriors. Now here you have this individual crying her eyes out because science does not align with what she wants. Science doesn't align with her mental illness.
And then to look at the comments and to see the overwhelming number of people saying that they are also part of the LGBT community and they agree.
Does anyone actually feel sorry for her? I remember when this video came out, there were people saying they felt bad for Milo Stewart. Does anyone here feel sorry for her? Because I want to talk about her videos, actually. Like, if you actually go to her YouTube homepage, you can actually see all the people who like or dislike her videos, and her dislikes are pretty off the charts. I mean, like, almost every video has something like 90% of the ratings are dislikes. I mean, it's ridiculous. Does anyone actually feel sorry for her? I mean, like, it's like coddling her in her mental illness. Do you know that most people are sick and tired of feminism, sick and tired of this gender narrative? And you know what's going to happen? Trump's going to win again in 2020. People are already talking about on Facebook, can't wait until Trump wins in 2020. I want, hopefully, but this time he needs to win by like crazy digits, or it's hilarious how blind the left is. And you know what's funny? Come 2020, here's what they're going to do. They're going to come up with as much crap as they can to rig the system, to change the system, to do all kinds of garbage so that they can try to steal the election. Because, again, as society continues to degenerate, go downhill, more and more people are not going to want to fall with this agenda. I mean, it's failed. At the end of the day, if you think that you can program everyone into lunacy, no thank you. This is a minority. Now keep in mind, they put out a report that something like the number of people identifying as LGBT or transgender has increased to like 10 million in the United States. And that's mostly because of young people, specifically the millennials. And this is a startling trend. It's a startling trend because in previous generations, there were not as many people who identified as homosexual, lesbians, or as transgendered. This suggests that people are now experimenting and deciding that they can play with their sexuality more so. You know, I know this woman, and I thought she was a lesbian. She was introduced to me as a lesbian, and when I spoke to her originally, I asked her, I said, "So you're a lesbian?" She says, "Yes." And she was dating a woman. And then I started noticing things about her. The way she dressed, the way she vied for male attention, all kinds of crap. And I knew her for maybe a year. I knew her for a while. And recently I said to her, "You're not a lesbian, are you? You're maybe bisexual. You're not a lesbian." And she goes, "Correct." She introduced herself as a lesbian. She was, and I had no sexual interest in her, but she was dancing. She liked playing around with the idea of being a lesbian so much that that's what she stuck with for quite a while. And then after it ran its course, she went back to trying to get male attention. There you have it.
Whereas, like, if I make a video talking about how there's more than two genders, I get massive amounts of dislikes.
Does anyone realize how insane she looks? Like, am I the only one who thinks, wow, she looks fucking insane? Like, this is insane. This is insanity. This is like someone you'd find in a mental institution, crying their eyes out and being properly medicated under the watchful eyes of a trained physician who has extensive experience in gender and gender dysphoria or whatever the hell it's called.
Massive amounts of comments telling me that I have a mental illness.
I called it. I have not seen this video. I did not watch this video before. I had not watched this video before. Okay? I called it.
Just all this shit. It's really frustrating when, you know, people critique special snowflakes, aka non-binary people, of, like, wanting safe spaces when, you know, cis people have to go to the comment sections of videos, like the one I'm referencing, to confide in each other how much they hate non-binary people and probably trans people in general. Even if you say you have trans friends, if you use your trans friends to justify your transphobia, fuck you.
So if we don't agree with her, we're transphobic. So, I mean, simply saying, "Hey, I don't care if you're trans, but don't expect me to call you by these pronouns. Don't expect me to like it. Don't expect me to be open to dating a trans woman and call me, say I'm transphobic if I don't want to date a trans woman. She's a psychotic. She's psychotic. This is a clear mental illness. Clear mental illness. This is what you get from the baby boomer generation that fucked up our generation, not raising us properly.
Like that's a safe space for cis people to go and talk about how much they don't like people who say they are neither of the binary genders. And then I'm here just like being me, talking about how I exist. Maybe being a little bit passive aggressive against people who say that my gender is not real, because that's how the 76 genders thing started. It was something that Blair White said in a stream, and then I decided to be really sassy about it.
Oh, I was wrong. So in New York, they said that there was 73, but I thought it was 73. In New York, they actually classified it as 76. However, since this came out, they've been pointing out that there are over 3,000 genders. But yeah, in New York, it's 76%, it's 76 protected genders, 76 protected genders that are currently legally protected by the government of New York. 76. 76 protected, but 3,000 out there that will eventually get some form of classification, right? When the social justice warriors deem them real. Oh, God.
That hashtag, even though for as many people as there are on the earth, there are that many different experiences with gender.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Did you hear what you just said? For as many different people there are on Earth, there are that many experiences for genders. In other words, so she's basically saying that there are potentially billions of genders. Billions of genders? Billions of genders. There are as many genders as there are people on Earth. So maybe she's trying to say now that keep in mind she does identify as non-binary, so it looks like she's trying to say that gender is unique to the individual. So every individual can potentially have a different gender. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I don't know how much more of this video I can tolerate.
Not just expression, because identity is on a spectrum. And you can even be outside the spectrum. You can do whatever the fuck you want, because like, who are you hooting? Who are you hooting? Who are you hurting? You're not hurting anybody, like, by being a non-binary gender. You're really not. But
She says that they're not hurting anyone, yet you have people trying to push non-binary pronouns down the throats of everyone else, saying that you better respect us, you better know, you better classify us correctly, refer to us correctly based on the pronouns that we choose to be referred to as. You've got to be kidding me. These are psychopaths. These are nut jobs. Nut jobs. You hear me? Nut jobs. Billions of genders? Billions of genders? I don't know if anyone actually caught that, where she literally said, "For there as there are met for every, for as many people there are on Earth, there are that many experiences with gender. There are that What she's saying is that there are that many genders. There are that many genders for that many people. So for every person, there can potentially be a different gender." Oh gosh. Someone help me. How did I stumble onto this horrible video? What the hell was I thinking? God, you know, sometimes you just see something that you can't unsee, and like it. I try, guys. I really try. But like, this video is just like, it's just so horrible. I mean, I don't know. I've seen videos, you know, I've seen this crap where they talk about reducing the male population down to 10%. I've seen man-hating. I've seen all kinds of crap. But the psychotic nature of this. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Holy cow. I can't keep watching. I can't keep watching. No, I can't keep watching this video. I'm sorry, guys. I can't keep watching. I basically covered as much of it as I could. At the end of the day, Svato says, "Angry, you just took a terrible turn down the rabbit hole." I can't cover this video anymore. This one, I can't do this video anymore. This woman is a nut. She's crazy. I am, you know, I'm not sorry. I just can't. Like, holy cow. Billions of genders. Fuck that. Fuck that. I want to know what you guys think. If you agree that these people are crazy, that their mental illness is extreme, and that you know, they really need to spend some time in a loony bin. Someone just said, Tasneen Bazit in the comments says, "You can't fix stupid." Michael D says, "Power through it, angry MGTOW." Vado says, "It's bleach for your ears, angry." Oh my gosh, I'm not powering through this shit. I'm done. I'm done with this video. I am done with this video. Guys, no. 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 I'm done with this video. Fuck. Seriously, I think this just messed fucked up my day a bit. Wow. Oh fuck. Seriously. Fuck. Hey, I do three of these videos a day. This is just another great bonus video for you. That's how much I love you guys. Consider leaving a donation via my PayPal by clicking on the link in the header of my YouTube homepage. If you have video requests, include your video requests in the message section when you send your donation. And also, don't forget that you can find a link to my YouTube, to my PayPal, also in the description of this video. Regarding notifications, don't forget that. You can just click on the little bell next to any video, next to the subscribe button on any video to enable notifications. And if, as you can see on the right, once you click on that little bell, you'll see the screen where it says "Send me all notifications for this channel." Just click on that little box to make sure that you, and then hit save to make sure that you are receiving all notifications from this channel. You'll get notifications whenever I'm streaming or have a stream coming out soon or when I have a new video up. So you'll never miss another notification. If you've already done this, then don't worry about it. You don't have to do it again. But I want to know if you agree with me that people like Milo Stewart are, you know, there's a this is a mental illness. I want to know if you agree that this is a mental illness. That I want to know if you agree that Milo Stewart has a mental illness. And yeah, I really don't have many other things to say about this. I can't, you know. I guess I could come up think of some things, but I just want to get away from the topic because she just scares the living shit out of me. Like, oh my God. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Like, God. Like, it's literally bleach for your ears. Fado Solo said that in the comments. Bleach for your ears. It's also bleach for your eyes because I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at. Oh, okay. If you enjoyed the video, please hit the like button. Don't forget to subscribe. If you like the video, please hit the like button. Please subscribe, and if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MGTOW or death. And cheers.